Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 110 of the Need to Nerd podcast. I am joined by my co-host, Patty Friggin' B. What's up, Patty B?
What's up, Spencer? How are you doing today?
You know, it's, let's see, it's Monday as the time of recording. It's like 2:16 p.m. I put my daughter down for a nap, and I've got a glass of brandy in front of me. So I'm about to talk about nerdy stuff. So I couldn't be better. My son's downstairs practicing Smash Bros, getting ready for Crown 4 this coming summer. He's been practicing. He wants to do really well. And I've tried to temper his expectations, but, you know, he's a seven-year-old. That's not going to happen.
Nope. Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to talk much Smash today. Where today is our top three things that we're excited about in 2024. I think we did this a couple of years ago. I don't know if we did it last year. Maybe we did it last year. I feel like we do it almost every year.
I think it's an annual episode.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to talk about it. It's going to be a Star Wars filled episode, like it always is with me on the show in these type of shows. Speaking of which, let's talk about our nerd fact of the week, because I don't know if you know this, Patty B. Today or yesterday at the Golden Globes, Luke Skywalker met Queen Amidala for the first time. Meaning, Mark Hamill and Natalie Portman had never met before yesterday. They finally met and took a picture together. You would think after Star Wars celebrations, movie premieres, all the things that happen in Star Wars, these two would have had to have met in the last 20 years, right? Nope. Literally, for the first time, they met last night and took a picture.
Yeah, that, you'd think that would happen, right? I do know for a while, Natalie Portman was kind of on the fritz with Star Wars people, just because they were so mean about the prequels and stuff. So, like, I get, like, avoiding it for a bit, but it's been a while since the prequels. There's been a whole nother series of movies.
But, like, you would think that they would have met at the premiere of her movies.
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
Like, she was in three Star Wars movies.
Yep.
So, they took a picture. It was really funny because, like, Mark Hamill was like, oh, look, I finally met my mom. And this all came about years ago on Jimmy Kimmel. I don't remember if it was Mark Hamill or Natalie Portman mentioned it first. I think it might have been Mark, where they were talking about Natalie. And he's like, you want to know something? I've actually never met that woman. And Jimmy Kimmel's like, wait, what?
How did you not make that happen?
Like, And then Natalie Portman, what's so funny is Natalie Portman was on the show later and he asked her about it. And she's like, I don't know. I actually don't know how we haven't met. I'd love to meet Mark. He seems like a great guy. It just hasn't happened. And so it's so weird to me. Like, that's like one of those things that, like, will go down in like nerd trivia history. Like, how long did it take Mark Hamill to meet Natalie Portman after?
Or like in what year did Natalie Portman and...
Oh, yeah, that's like a Jeopardy question of the future, right?
Yeah.
What
is 2024?
Yeah, what is 2024? So it was really cool. Like, that's one of those things where you're connecting... I don't know, you're connecting, like, generations of fans.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways. You know, we got to see Mark in you know, another contested Star Wars movie recently, and... you know, just two people that have gotten the bitter end of a rough fandom coming together and as mother and son, so to speak. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, so that's our nerd fact of the week. Let's dive into our main topic. Oh, wait, before we do that, can I give a shout out?
Yeah,
I want to shout out Puka Nacua, man.
I know. Oh God, I was wondering when this was gonna come up.
I just like. I believed so firmly in Puka Nacua after his start. And I mean, I had watched a lot of his college games because my family are BYU fans. And I knew that he had, like the yak, like the Julian Edelman yak factor. Mm-hmm. And so he, for fantasy football fans, you know, you all know who he is. You all know what's up. But, dude, that's so, the like, his coach making sure he got those records... For a rookie wide receiver, he ended up a top four wide receiver on the year for just the whole NFL. Like, that's like, it's better. everything that everybody has ever said about, like, Justin Jefferson and, you know, Jamar Chase.
CeeDee Lamb?
Well, did he have that a top year in his rookie year?
Not in his rookie year.
No, no, I'm talking about people, this year. I'm talking about recent rookie years. Like,
oh, gotcha.
No, I'm not taking anything away from, like, all the amazing receivers this year. I'm saying, like, the Justin Jeffersons, the Jamar Chases of the world, right? You know, it's really cool to see that, you know, just from a guy that, like, his coach just believed in him and
Taylor was his fifth round draft status, right? It's not like a first round, you know, guy who's like, oh this guy's gonna do it. So
no, really cool. All right, so our top three for 2024, and I am shocked that something's not on yours.
Okay,
so let's start with yours, and I'll say what I'm shocked about. You don't have a Cowboys Super Bowl on here,
buddy. You're not. Talking about nerd stuff.
You're not. No, I'm just teasing.
No, I am the most. In fact, I think Stephen A. said it best this morning.
He's never said anything good, so that can't be true.
Well, this is our best shot since '95.
Sure.
To get the Super Bowl. And I agree with him. He's normally very critical. And yeah.
Yeah. I not to go like too down the sports art because we are a nerd podcast, but I do think that, like, if there is a human being that, like, got robbed of a Super Bowl due to a concussion that deserves it, that person is on the Cowboys right now, and he is having a heck of a year for touchdowns. See what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? It's a wide receiver. He might be like
Brandon Cooks.
Cooks, dude. That dude had years and years where he just carried bad teams. And just like he if he doesn't get injured in that Super Bowl, the Patriots easily win it. Like, I have no doubt in my mind. And, you know, now he never has to get double teamed, and like he is it's great. So
all right. Even when he was getting double teamed, like, I remember the years of fantasy, you always draft Brandon Cooks like super late because he always just
You just get the points. He's a fantasy all star that, like, would carry horrible teams through, like, kicking and dragging into the playoffs. I guess those Texans teams weren't that bad, but they
and on your comment about the Dallas Cowboys, we have to get past the Niners, and sure. Until we do that, I'm being realistic about it. But I think we have a good shot this year. My stuff that I'm excited about for 2024.
Yeah, let's popcorn it. You do one, I'll do one. We'll go back and forth.
Sure. I will start with my honorable mention. It's something extra. I threw in an extra little one. So I plan on one of my goals for 2024 is getting more into video games, like replacing the Switch, and then, you know, getting a next gen console. To play some of these, like, cooler new video games. And the first one is it's a Nintendo game that is kind of off the beaten path. It's Princess Peach's first, like, solo title game. And it's called Princess Peach Showtime, where it's like an RPG where you are putting on a stage production as the character of Princess Peach, playing all these different roles. And I think that is awesome.
So I just want to be clear that it is not her first solo game.
Oh, is it not?
No, I think she had a DS game, and I think she had another game. It might be her second. I'm only seeing there is a Super Princess Peach for the Nintendo DS, though.
Oh, okay.
So
Super Princess Peach. Okay, maybe it was like. Maybe like that's in like
it is.
Super...
It is her first. Oh, that could be true. I'm not sure like how they categorize Mario games pretty often. This game is really interesting. Have you watched the trailers for it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Honestly, people were kind of dogging it when the trailers came out for some reason, and I really like the concept of like a stage play as a video game. And it what's so funny?
That's is, what
like,
got
the,
me intrigued.
What's so funny to me is like people are like, oh, that's so weird, and it's like. Isn't that literally Super Mario? Like, isn't Super Mario 3 that? Isn't that literally a play? Like, obviously, it doesn't end up being that. Like, it ends up being, you know, a Mario game, but I don't know. It looks cool to me.
Yeah.
It's certainly one that I will try out.
For sure.
You know, we did a podcast on value in gaming, and one of the things that I talked about in that was the Xbox Series S and its insane value, Patty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Xbox Game Pass as Ultimate as well. Anyway, just throwing that out there. It is. Yeah. Also, the Facebook Marketplace is going to be full of $75 Switch Lights if you don't care about having Switch on your TV. It just depends on what you care about, but...
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, throwing that on. The first one that I'll talk about is also video game related, but it is not a video game. It is Sonic 3, the movie. My son just had his 7th birthday party. It was Sonic themed. We did, get the rings, which where we put donut on, like, fishing line, and they had to, like, eat it without their hands. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. We put on the Sonic movie. There was Sonic cake. We did Sonic pinata. The kids did a race. It was really fun.
That's awesome.
Sonic is big in our house, Mike. And my son's favorite character is Shadow. And Shadow is, if you watched, spoilers, by the way, the end of Sonic 2, they show Shadow. And Shadow will be kind of a core part of the Sonic 3 movie. They've already done some promo materials for it that they did like a little short with Knuckles and Tails and Sonic fighting one of Eggman's bots and then like doing a therapy session with him. It's really funny. You should check it out. But it's honestly like the Sonic movies, like in 2020, I think that we talked about this on this podcast. It was, I thought, the best movie of that entire year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Sonic 2 was fantastic. The addition of Knuckles, the way they did everything was great. And, you know, I've gotten more into the Sonic video games because of these movies. Like, I didn't own a Sega growing up. I didn't own a Dreamcast growing up. And then I also didn't own a GameCube. So when it switched over to GameCube, I also didn't get to play the Sonic games. But like Sonic for the DS was one of my favorite games. And then Sonic Advance on the Game Boy SP was one of my favorites. So getting the opportunity to kind of play different Sonic games. And now it makes me enjoy the movies a little bit more. So yeah, Sonic 3, man. Like, I'm stoked. Completing the trilogy, so to speak. And, putting them into the Super Smash Bros. Cinema universe.
Awesome.
We got Mario, we got Sonic, we're getting Link. We're getting close, man. That's all I'm saying.
Are we getting a...
Oh, yeah, you don't know about the Zelda movie? It's just in production. But yeah, there is a Legend of Zelda movie coming.
Oh, good.
So
that'll be exciting for people to experience. So I gotta admit, I failed. I did not see Sonic 2. I don't know how I missed that.
You've never seen Sonic 2?
I didn't see Sonic 2.
I think it's on Netflix.
Okay, maybe I'll.
It's on some streaming service. It's really easy to find.
Okay, I'll put that on my list of stuff to watch, especially in my current predicament of isolating outside. You'll notice I'm not in my regular office because Shelby's still sick with COVID. So I gave her the entire basement. So I'll add that to my list of things to watch.
Get better, Shelbs. What's your next one?
My next one is one coming out here in a couple months. It is, and I didn't, it looks like I spelled it wrong, but that is the proper spelling for this movie. It's called Argyle. So I don't know if you ever saw the Kingsman movies, but it's got the same, I think it's Matthew Cox, I think.
So just to be clear, I have not seen any of the Kingsman's film.
Okay.
But I do know that like one of my close friends, Manny Merez, shout out, he loves them. Like they are, I think I have a Kingsman film in like behind me to watch, and I just haven't watched it.
Gotcha.
So it's
Matthew Vaughn is the director, and he's kind of like with those movies has kind of got a knack for like the spy genre. And so this movie is about a woman who writes the spy novel series about Agent Argyle, and how like what she wrote in a book like actually happened. And so now the bad guys are trying to get her to write, you know, like make it kind of predictive. It's really great. It's got Henry Cavill. The cast looks amazing. So, yeah. That's coming out here in February.
Awesome, man. That's so dope. You just reminded me of one that I was excited about, but it actually already premiered. So it can't be an honorable mention. I was gonna plug one in. So next up, mine has a trailer, and I think that's basically all it has. And that's Star Wars Outlaws. Star Wars Outlaws is a video game that dropped a trailer, and the internet blew up. It's just a cinematic trailer of kind of this girl in a cantina and with this really cute little buddy, and then she goes off, like has to run away and escape, and then here's the reason that this blew up, for what it's worth. I think we even talked about it on the podcast at the time. Is the person that she meets in the trailer looks like he could be a prominent Jedi from the Legends universe of Star Wars. A very, very popular character. But she calls him a different name, so very interesting. But yeah, like, I love when they take Star Wars games in, like, new directions, right? We've gotten... One of the really cool things about Star Wars that I think that very few other franchises have the ability to do is plug Star Wars into different genres. So, like, if you look at first-person shooter, real easy, right? You get Battlefront 1 and 2 for the original Xbox. We won't talk about Battlefront 1 for the new Xbox One. But, like, you know, first-person shooter, really easy to plug in. Then you have games like Star Wars Jedi Survivor that are RPGs that are like Souls-like games. Like one of the most popular genres right now. You know, then you have other types of Star Wars content that you could make from history. We've seen, you know, RPGs. We've seen you know, narrative-driven games. We've seen action-adventure. You know, Lego Star Wars. You know, like, there are so many ways to do it. And I'm interested to see this new fresh take on Star Wars. I hope that, you know, we get a lot from it. But my hopes are high again. There was a long time where Star Wars games were falling flat. And I think that we can now enter a world again where the standard is up there and we just get to experience really awesome stuff.
Yeah, this one was like very close to being on my list. I saw it on yours, so found other ones. This game looks really exciting. It's one of the ones that I'm super hyped about for this next year.
Yeah, and actually, it looks like I lied. It's from Ubisoft, by the way, and it actually does look like there is a gameplay trailer that maybe I'm going to go watch. I actually didn't realize that had dropped.
Cool.
So, yeah. Well, what's your next one?
So my next one is another game that I'm excited about for this next year. The release date, I think, has changed a couple times. So it's kind of more of a hopeful. Right now it's scheduled for September of this year. And that's Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2. So we play a lot of, you know, Magic the Gathering, and a lot of shops will run the tabletop version of this game, you know, at their store. You have these big armies, and it's its own cool special world. And I am excited to try it out via video game. It's supposed to be like a Gears of War style, like, shooter. And so we had a Magic set on 40K. that was pretty cool. So I'm excited to kind of explore this game within that universe.
Yeah, I know people like are huge fans of Warhammer. The lore, the story, like the books, there's a lot going on in this universe that I personally have never dived into. But I know that it's very beloved.
Oh yeah, super huge. I never got into it because I am intimidated about the art aspect of the game, right? Because all these miniatures come unpainted, and so there's a lot of like work that goes into actually like painting your army and crafting that how you want to is its own like sub aspect of the game that is just like massive.
Yeah, I have a friend who did a podcast back on the CCMTG network, and Kyle, that has kind of moved on from Magic into Warhammer, and we did D&D together for a while, and he would show us like the stuff, like putting custom chains, like adding additional things to these things is like a huge, really cool part of the subculture.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
My final one for 2024, I am excited, intrigued. The Disney does a really good job of not telling you a lot about Star Wars content before it comes out. Like we had no idea what to expect of Ahsoka, right? Like, just absolutely, like, when does this take place? What is happening? Like, what does it tie into and stuff like that? I'm just gonna read the official description of The Acolyte. The Acolyte is a mystery thriller that will take viewers into the galaxy of the shadowy secrets of an emerging dark side powers in the final days of the High Republic. A former Padawan reunites with her Jedi Master to investigate a series of crimes, but the forces they confront are more sinister than they could have ever anticipated. So, this is a mystery thriller. This is what I'm talking about with Star Wars, man. Like, a mystery thriller. Like, we just did action-adventure in Ahsoka. We have Western in Mandalorian. Literally the formulaic Western, right? Like, it's like... like bad guy of the week Western pretty often in Mandalorian. And I don't know. I love this. And honestly, I have quite a few High Republic books that I'm trying to get through on audio form. I haven't been as good lately on my audiobooks, but I really like the focus that of shifting away from always being in the era of the Star Wars from, you know, the 70s to the 2000s and really taking a step into like, okay, now we're going to make a high budget show about an era of Star Wars. There's no movies about the High Republic. There's books. I don't want to spoil. There is mention of them, of the High Republic in, you know, some of the new Star Wars games. But yeah, I'm stoked for this, man.
Yeah, it's kind of an era or a time of Star Wars that is underexplored. So the fact that they're dedicating some resources to it, that seems pretty sweet.
And your dogs are excited about it. Like, what more could you want?
Not much more. They agree. I hadn't even heard of this project. So that's cool.
You haven't heard of it?
No.
Dude, it's because when they announced it, it was just the image of the name. Like, that's it. That's all they know.
Oh, and okay.
It's releasing this year. So
cool. Yeah, they got a lot of stuff coming out this year. This year for Star Wars.
I think you have one more.
Oh yes, I do. And so my final one is going to be the new Joker movie. So I loved what they did. What Joaquin Phoenix did with the Joker in his own Elseworlds solo story. And ever since that movie has come out, I have like waited on bated breath, like to hear when they're doing a second one. And then they announced that, that Lady Gaga is playing Harley Quinn and that this is going to be like a musical and, The full title is Joker Folie à Deux, which I guess is Shared Madness. So that is, I am so excited for this movie. This is one that we're gonna have to go see. On our,
I've never seen Joker.
Patty date. Wait, what? Oh no, hold on. What? No. Oh, buddy.
So I will not say the reason.
So good.
I will not say the reason that I have not seen Joker. Well, I guess I will. I don't know. I don't know if I want to say it on the podcast. Let's talk about it off air.
Okay.
No, I'll say it on air. I don't need a movie. No, I shouldn't say it on air.
I think I know what you're like thinking, that you like don't want to see how a person became this insane crazy person.
So you're what episode of My Hero are you on? Like you're in season two?
Yeah.
You know the bad guy with the hands that like is like clearly just like a selfish butthead that you're like, man, this is like not only is a bad guy, he's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in season six of My Hero, they give him the most tragic backstory I've ever seen. Like
feel bad
to the point of me laying on my couch sobbing. Like I called my wife. I was like, I don't know if I can watch My Hero anymore. Like I can't feel this way about this human. Like I feel like I am so sad right now. Like it made me sadder than like very, very few things can compete with it in my life. And I just like, I don't like how the Joker became a staple for people to say, like, I don't know, like to justify their bad actions, like which happened for months on the internet, that he became like a hero to people. And it's like, I just don't like that. And I don't. And I just don't know that it's a story that needs to be told. And if I'm wrong, that's okay. But
so even if it's not a Batman movie, right? Because it's very clearly like not. It's separate from. There's like
I don't
feel like that. It's like a Batman villain.
Okay, I don't need to be told a story that makes me sympathetic towards murderers. That gets to be used and weaponized in a champion of like really bad people. I don't know. That's why I didn't watch it.
Okay.
I understand that it was a fantastic movie.
Yes. Very, very well done. I loved it.
I don't know if you know this about me, Patty, but I'm like an extremely empathetic person.
Yes.
Like to almost a fault. And I don't know that I would be okay watching that. Like,
sure. Okay.
So I don't know.
That makes sense. So we won't be seeing that one on our movie day.
No, we can figure it out. I just, sorry, like this podcast took a tangent. But yeah, I'm excited for people who are excited about this. I think that, you know, me having my feelings about like why I want to watch a movie or not is separate from the fact that like, a person did a really good job bringing life to a character that is very beloved. So that's going to do it for our honorable mentions, for our main ones. If you want to suggest a topic, you know, leave a comment in the YouTube video. I'm actually going to also change our Spotify. So every week on the show, there's a Spotify question. It's like, oh, what do you think of this week's episode? And it's actually going to change to suggest a topic. So every week on the show, wherever you're listening, if you're listening on Spotify, which is where most listeners come from these days, you know, go ahead and leave a comment with a topic that you'd like us to discuss. And we will plan on putting that in the show notes or in our shows somewhere.
That's a really good spot for that type of feedback. I like that.
You have links that I don't in the show notes that I don't know what they are.
Oh, those were for movies and games that are releasing in 2024.
Oh, nice. You can, before we wrap up, I have an announcement to make. One thing that since about 2020, I've like been trying to balance my content life. You know, for those who know me, they know I do a lot of content. Like, and there have been times where I've actually done substantially more content than this. And I thought back to like when I was the happiest, and it was, I was doing gameplay videos every week with Matt Kling. I was doing a deck tech on my own every week. I was doing a limited podcast, a constructed podcast, a nerd podcast, as well as a weekly video for CC and a weekly video for Husey Game Media. And like, that is an insane amount of content that I can't do with two kids. Like that was pre two kids.
Yeah.
However, I am happy to announce that I am going to bring back more videos than just my monthly podcast with Matt and my video with Patty B. Just like I announced, this is the mother show of the Husey Game Media, you know, company. So I get to announce it here. I am going to do a series this year. One of the first video will come out this month, where I go over my 10 favorite video games of all time. Something I've never done, because I usually find top 10 lists to be like, I don't know, like, who cares what your top 10 list is. But there's a caveat. I'm actually going to replay all 10 of those games this year. I'll play one of them every month. And then I will do a review of whether they stand up, or whether it is just, like, you know, nostalgia for me. There are some that I know are going to stand up, like, that, and I've actually already started on multiple of those games so that I can make sure to get each of those videos out this month. But yeah, we're gonna talk about whether my top 10 is cap or not, Petty.
I'll be the judge of that. No, I'm sure. This sounds like an awesome series. That's great.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out like what, like, I didn't want to just do like, if I have time to like review video games that I play this year outside of that, like, that's great. But I really wanted to like take a moment to like introspect myself. I think too often, like, we get stuck on our favorite things ever, right? Mm-hmm. And it was actually you, and that's one of the reasons I want to announce it on this show rather than anywhere else, that inspired me to, like, okay, like, let's take a look back at KOTOR. Like, is KOTOR, you know, I've already knocked it down. Like, it's not my number one video game anymore. When that changed, I did a really special video of, like, must-play games all time. And I didn't even mention the fact that Red Dead Redemption 2 is now my number one video game ever made.
Well, that's awesome.
But like, I'm going to replay KOTOR, and I'm going to do it with like does this hold up? Or is this nostalgia or cap? And it'll be really fun. So look forward to that probably late in the month, where I'll record the video. I need to make sure that like I hire an editor that can, they could put in the stuff that I want in it, because I probably won't have the time. But it'll be really, really fun to do the series. And I want to thank you for the inspiration for, like, how I'm going to spend my time on my content on the Husey Game Media YouTube channel this year.
That's awesome.
If people want to find you, where can they do that?
They can do that on X/Twitter at PattyBMTG.
That's not all. You're supposed to. You have a weekly.
I TikTok do. That you report. I do. I messed up. I did not get to it this week. And then you can also find us at Husey Game on TikTok.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. Like, it's easier for me to remember than Patty B, because I usually record it while the video is processing. So I'm like, oh, like, hey, and like this week I'll talk about the stuff that didn't make my list, like things that. That didn't make the list. I'm sure Patty will literally make the exact same TikTok. The link to the episode will be in the TikTok on Husey Game. But yeah. You can find me at Husey Game on Twitter. That's my Twitter. If you want my personal stuff, it's at Spencer15H. Husey Game is Magic, Smash Bros, and nerd stuff. And then if you want to talk about sports with me, I also have a sports Twitter at Husey Sports. If you want to like, subscribe on the YouTube channel. It's a great way to help the show. Review it wherever you're listening. And like I said, leave a comment. Like, leave a comment. It is the number one way to help the show. And then, you know, if you have a suggestion, you know, look at the Spotify question this week, and it will give you the opportunity to suggest something for us to talk about. Patty B, before we go, when are you going to binge watch My Hero so that we can record that episode?
Yes. It was I was going on it, and then, like, Hulu makes it really hard to binge that show. Because, like, whenever it tries to play both, like, two episodes of the same episode in a row, going sub-dub.
Oh, I can fix that for you.
And, okay. I was, like, getting really frustrated with it, so I stopped. I was like, I don't want to have to, like, do this every single episode.
All right. That is going to do it for this week. Let us know the three things that you're excited about for 2024. Thank you so much. We'll see you on next time with another episode of the Need to Nerd podcast.